in the ag secure area. The ag secure area has a lot of rules about getting the property into the ag secure area. First, an application must be submitted, and that was done on August 11th of this year. The township must acknowledge receipt of the application. The township did that on September 7th. Public notice regarding the application was advertised on September 20th of 2023 and posted in 5 locations around the township. The application must be submitted by the township to the county for the county to review, and they did that in this case, and we received a letter from the county on October 2 of 2023. The Agricultural Advisory Committee is entitled to or obligated to review the application as well. And in this case, on October 5, the Ag Advisory Committee met and recommended that these 19 acres be put in the Ag Secure area. The Upper Frederick Township Planning Commission also gets to put eyes on the application and make a recommendation, and they did that on October 26th, and they also recommended approval. Legal notice for this hearing has to be published. That was done on November 15th of 2023 and also posted in 5 locations around the township. And then finally, a letter must be sent to all property owners with an Ag Secure Area designation already existing, and that was done on November 10th, 2023. So the purpose of the public hearing is to inform the public that this application has been filed, give the explanation that I've offered. It's also necessary to kind of run through the technicalities, make sure everything that needed to be done has been done. I believe, you know, what's transpired here complies with the rules. The other purpose for the public hearing is to solicit, you know, public comment. So at this point in time, is there anybody who has questions of either Mr. Landman, myself, the township, you know, with regard to this application? Either questions or comments or support or objection, anything of that nature. Now is the time. All right, seeing no hands raised and no comments made, Mr. Chairman, I would consider the public hearing could soon be, you know, brought to conclusion. Tracy, do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it. Later on the agenda, since there were no comments from the public, the board can pass a resolution to approve this.
Okay. So the public hearing actually precedes the public meeting that we're here for tonight, the board supervisor meeting. So we'll adjourn this public hearing at this point. But I inform you that the matter is on the agenda for later tonight, and the board will consider approving the application later this evening.
Okay.
Without further ado, that concludes the public hearing on the Ag Secure Area application.
Okay, thank you. All right, back to the regular meeting.
Second hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry, second hearing. Ordinance 2023-03, zoning ordinance amendments. So you have, go ahead, Kenny.
So what I'm told is that the zoning ordinance amendments are relatively minor. There were 3, you know, sort of technical minor amendments or revisions. One of the many things that the township must do in order to move forward with amending the zoning ordinance is send a copy of the proposed amendments to the county, and all related documents have to go to the county. The county has a system whereby you can record electronically, and although the township did send the paperwork to the county, County Planning Commission?
Yeah, the Montgomery County Planning Commission on October 27th, they are now saying they didn't receive the documents.
The township does have a letter or an email back saying acknowledging receipt of the filing, but now claims they didn't receive the actual attachments and did not review the zoning ordinance amendments, and therefore has not had an opportunity to provide comment to us. So I have recommended that the safe thing to do is to recess this public hearing with regard to the zoning ordinance amendments. And if anyone likes, I'll be happy to have Tracy summarize what the amendments are, because we probably should do that, so you know whether you want to come back. But we'll recess the hearing for this purpose of this evening, and we'll reconvene it on January 10th,
correct,
2024,
at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. What, do you know what night of the week that is?
That's going to be a Wednesday night.
All right. So if you're here for that purpose tonight, you wanted to participate in that public hearing, it will essentially take place on January 10th at 7 o'clock. There's no further advertising going to take place, no further notice. It may or may not be on the township website or wherever else the agenda is posted, but this is your opportunity to learn when the continued hearing will take place.
And just as a summary of the items on as part of that ordinance update, Section 285.47.B is proposed to be added, which would require sewage treatment plants serving mobile home parks, single-family attached residences, and or multifamily residences, that it may only be located in a zoning district that permits those uses. So that's one proposed amendment. The second one, Section 285-168, is proposed to be amended to increase the parking requirement for townhouses from 2.25 spaces per townhouse to 2.5 parking spaces per townhouse or dwelling unit. Section 285-17 is proposed to be amended to require parking spaces to have unobstructed access to a street or drive aisle and to require parking for townhouses to be within 500 feet walking distance from the required parking. So in other words, you can't stack one parking space in front of the other and count them both. You could only count one of those when they're stacked in front of each other. And then if you're putting some of your required parking off of, away from the actual home, it has to be within 500 feet of the home. So those are the proposed amendments.
And if you found that riveting, then come on January 10th and you get to hear it again.
Correct.
Back okay. to you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right. We have presentations. Upper Frederick Fire Company presents for Firefighter 1 certification.
So we have Jeff Stegelman here tonight to present.
Okay. Jeff Simon, I'm deputy chief over at Upper Frederick Fire Company. Jared Lanzier, he's our president. So what we'd like to do, we have three members who just completed their Firefighter 1 certification. I'm going to stand over here if that's okay for right now. I'll get right into it. It's going to take forever. But real quick, the classes are 172 hours of classroom. The members we have did this on their own time. They have jobs, they went to school. And we just want to recognize them now, because in the past, it just kind of, it's just done. So without further ado, Caitlin Herman, can you come up here, please? Kate came to us as a junior, 14 years old, and at that time, quite timid, quite quiet, to say the least. We pretty much beat it into her to speak up and get louder, right? I think that was it. It wasn't me. No, okay. But then she rose up in the juniors, and once we had over six juniors, they have to have an election to have their own officers. The juniors took it upon themselves to vote Caitlin into the captain's position, which was the highest ranking junior. So she started out, wouldn't even speak to us, and then she became the captain. Now she's a firefighter. She turned 18, so congratulations. We have this, and this is what we used to do when somebody got Firefighter 1. They get presented a helmet like this, because now you can go interior. Thank you. All right. Good job. Ben Ford. Young Ben. Hey, bud, how are you? You were told to get his haircut for you. Same thing. Okay, Ben came to us as a junior as well. Technically, he still falls under the junior because he's 17. This year, Pennsylvania started, it's called Act 155. They started allowing 17-year-olds to participate in Firefighter 1 interior operations. This is brand new. As everybody, well, anybody can check, the numbers are dwindling. We don't have any firefighters. They're just not coming out anymore. So Ben will be our first junior to achieve Firefighter 1 under Act 155. Ben also, under the juniors, was elected our lieutenant. So it's a pretty big deal to us. These two came from juniors and just have worked their way right on through. So, Ben, here's your cert. Last but not least, now this guy, Adam Plum, you'll notice he's not a junior. Adam has been with us longer than I have. You've been there as a little rugrat, right up in the junior program, straight through firefighter. So he started out before they really pushed all this education and training to get you inside the building. He was certified through the station, but then he took it upon himself to go back to the school and achieve his Firefighter 1 certification through the state. So,
Okay. All right, regular monthly meeting. Public comment period. If you have public comments, please come to the podium, identify yourself and where you live, and you can make your public comments. Any comments? Go once, go twice. Okay. Come on up, sir.
I'm not sure whether this is the right spot to do this or not, but I'm Bill Kirby.
Okay.
I'm the hearing board chairman.
Yes.
And we have two of our members whose terms expire at the end of this month. So my first question would be, has anything been done to deal with that? And if not, we would like to have both of them continue on. Beth Keyes is an alternate. She's been an alternate for many, many years. She goes to Florida in the off season, so she's not available. So alternate is good for her. Kurt Devaney had joined us in the last couple of years. He has excellent construction knowledge, and he's a real asset to our board. When John Plaster died, he left a big hole of that knowledge of construction. And so Kurt has filled that hole, and it would be very valuable to us to have him continue. I spoke to him, and he's willing to continue. So that's my call.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Sure.
I'll just let you know that I did email everybody who is up for reappointment at the end of the year asking if they're still interested. Just that went out today.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay.
Can I just ask, when will those appointments be made? Is that the reorg?
January 2nd. Okay. Correct.
So, yes, it's the reorg meeting. Okay. All right. If there are no further comments, then I will move on. Okay. Thank you. All right, minutes. Approval of the November 2nd and November 9th, 2023 meeting minutes.
New comments.
Ron, did you have any comments on either of these? He was on the
9th. I have nothing on the 2nd or the 9th. I wasn't there for the 2nd.
Right. Okay.
So you should probably vote on them separately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right, so the second is myself and Tom. So I'll make a motion to approve the November 2nd meetings. Do I have, or meeting minutes, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. And I will make a motion to approve the November 9th meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. Reports. Treasury reports. Bills to be paid.
All right. So you have before you the last report of 2023. At this time, revenue collections are at 95.83% of the budget as of the month of November for the general fund. Areas falling short of budget projections for the year include state capital and operating grants. Because we're running a little behind getting the playground installed, we didn't get that portion of the grant in 2023, so that will be coming in 2024. And then also the sale of fixed assets. We had projected a revenue source in 2023 of $30,000 for the sale of a piece of equipment, but the vehicle that we have purchased to replace it will not be here till February of 2024. So we can't sell it until we get the replacement. So that'll also be happening in 2024 instead of 2023. General fund collections through November are $1,440,616. Real estate taxes are, we've collected 99.52% of that budgeted. Earned income taxes are trending slightly higher than budgeted. And interest income is at 228% of budgeted income because we were able to get some good rates on CDs for some of our investments. Expenditures are on target with our budget. Expenditures overall are at 81.88% of our budget. We have a couple items over budget. The auditor expense, because what happened there was the auditor from 2 years ago didn't submit their invoice until 2023, so we ended up with two invoices in that year. And then liability insurance is higher than budgeted due to the addition of a cyber policy a few months ago. So that's kind of an overview of budget.
Okay. Question, comments?
Read through.
Ron, any questions, comments?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. So make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented and file for audit. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Okay.
You can hear us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We talked about the bills as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the bill total for through this past week for payment is $165,491.32.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this? Any questions or comments from you, Ron?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Then I will make a motion to approve payment of the bills totaling $165,491.32 and to advance to the treasurer the funds to pay any needed bills or expenditures to save penalties or accrue interest and payroll part of the Board of Supervisors regular monthly meeting in January 2024. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Emergency services.
All right. Plymouth Ambulance had 28 calls in the month of November, 15 of which were at Frederick Living. I think we have fire company.
We do.
Great.
Okay. Frederick Fire Company, we had 19 calls for the reporting period. And we also, as we started at this last meeting, 471, just over 471 hours spent behind the scenes and functions and training.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jared Landis. I'm the president of the fire company. This past Monday, we had our elections of officers. So I have three of them here tonight, unfortunately. One of them was tied up at work. Our fire chief, Doug Kenna.
So
he has been a deputy chief for years. How many years?
Decades.
45? Well, he's been part of the fire company for 45, but he's been deputy chief for a very long time. So the body voted him in as chief. Our assistant chief, or I'm sorry, our deputy chief is going to be Jeff Steigelman. Our assistant chief is Nathan Hansen. And out there somewhere is our captain,
come on,
Jason Parkins.
Right.
So those are our four line officers for this year.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
I have one comment. Go ahead, Chief.
Wait, go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to bring up, we have a toy run. I wanted to mention what's coming up this weekend. On Saturday, we're going to be participating in the toy run, which is with 308 Plymouth Ambulance. How many years has it been going now?
16. 14 this year.
Is it 14? I have the number wrong. Anyway, you may have seen the boxes around town and stuff for toys. We head down to Bryn Mawr Hospital and St. Christopher's. Anyway, it's a really... I won't be able to make it this week, this year, so it's kind of bummed me out. Are you going? I don't know who's going. But anyway, we're involved with the ambulance doing it. What else do we have? Sunday will be the Santa run. So you'll hear sirens around town. It's going to be us. We'll have two trucks splitting up the township. And just public service announcement. Get those chimneys checked. Make sure you check your smoke detector, carbon monoxide. It's that time of the year.
Oh, one last. Go.
Santa mailbox till Sunday.
Oh, it's till Sunday.
Till Sunday.
There is a Santa's mailbox up at the firehouse by the, if you look at the right side door. So we're going to be collecting Santa letters until Sunday.
Sunday will be the end, and they'll get a return letter from Santa.
Yes. We'll take care of that as well. So, anything else you guys have?
Can I just ask, for the toy drop-off, what's the deadline and is there a township location? Like, do you have a box at the firehouse?
Yes.
We do have the firehouse. We have a box there. There's one down here at St. Luke's.
There's one at Country Kitchen.
Country Kitchen. Where's the ladies?
State of Mind Apparel.
State of Mind.
State of Mind. We've got them all over the place. Oh. And it's I don't have a sheet with them. That's right.
Tan, I think she's picking them up. Friday. Tomorrow.
She started grabbing already.
Okay. Okay.
And if folks want to join the fire company, how can they do that?
Every Monday we're up there, 7 o'clock. We have second Monday of every month is a meeting. Every other Monday we're there. Go online, applications, contact any of us. Anybody wants to participate, come on up and help us out. Always looking for help.
Not just people.
And it's not just firefighters. We have so much good fundraising, everything behind the scenes, fire police, you name it, we could use it. We are, like everywhere else, we are extremely understaffed. You have anything? You guys have anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a learning curve for us right now. We're trying to be more proactive within these meetings, so bear with us.
That's it. Yeah, Deputy Chief Steigelman, I want to commend you, and I think the board also wants to commend you and the three new Firefighter 1 certifications. I think you're doing a great job up there. Definitely with this hard time to get new volunteers in and at least get them trained to a Firefighter 1 level. It's commendable not only for the officers and the hierarchy, but also to the three Firefighter 1 certifications.
They represent us. They're making it easy for us.
Good.
And keep it up.
I mean, learn from the older guys.
I don't know what he means by that.
The older one there, we got this. Not you.
I'm a young guy.
Yeah. And also, one other thing. That was a wonderful fire company pancake breakfast. I think it was great. I don't know who the Mrs. Claus was, or Santa Claus, but they did a wonderful job.
I'll tell you, he's old, too.
That guy is old.
Yeah, he loves kids on his lap, let me tell you. You can see him around town all weekend.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Water and sewer plant report?
The plants are running good. We had a new booster pump put in by each environmental last month. So we have good water pressure. Both pumps are running good. I had to go up to Bordertown Supply and get piping to put a new airdrop in one of the aeration tanks. That just rusted off right away. So I bought an extra one so I can check all the others.
Okay. Good.
Need a new blower. Talk to Tracy. I think we're going to, it's a small blower, but we're going to get taken care of that. About it.
Okay. Thank you. Public Works, road report.
So Steve was not able to make it tonight. The guys have been working on road maintenance, Swamp Creek, Creek Lane, trimming back trees and that sort of thing along the roads, kind of getting ready for winter, doing some inlet repairs. They're doing some spring and summer equipment maintenance, just kind of prepping that. Winter maintenance in the pole barn. Did meter readings in Perkiomen Crossing and then work orders per requested. They've also been helping to prepare for the new playground equipment. It's kind of on hold. We're back ordered on getting the railroad ties to go around the perimeter. So once we get those in 2 or 3 weeks, then they can finish putting down stone and fabric and then get the mulch down and then we can get it opened up for the kids. So probably January of 2024 be able to open that up.
Any word on the canvas or the awning for the dog park?
So thanks for asking that. So we're also short a canvas on one of the new shade structures at the dog park. They sent us a new one, went down to install it, and it was the wrong size again. So now they're trying to rush it. Third time should be a charm, and should be able to get that in the next week or so.
Okay. Civil engineers report.
Okay, LTL's updated the engineers report for the month of December. Apologize for not getting it to you ahead of time, but there's really not a lot of activity going on. I could certainly answer any questions that you might have, but we really don't have anything active at this point. Things are either in limbo or holding for completion.
Okay.
Okay.
And Norm, anything on Three Dog Garage at all?
No, I haven't heard anything. They went through conditional use, but I haven't heard anything back. It's been pretty silent. So I don't know if they're getting additional, you know, information or design things together, but no.
Okay.
Since you asked, I did get an email from their attorney yesterday. I guess he's asking for, suggested that they're, I don't know, have they applied for any kind of permits or
they have not. No.
He indicated that they want to have their ducks in a row soon. He asked me to begin preparing the land development agreement, which I'll get to, you know, relatively soon. But I suppose we'll be hearing from them. My take was maybe in January or February.
Okay.
All right. Building inspector and zoning report.
So there were 11 permits issued in November and 10 inspections, and no new zoning issues noted by the zoning officer.
Okay.
I know that I got a phone call regarding Perkiomenville, end of Perkiomenville and Decrease. Still no movement on.
On the big building there at the intersection. So I drove by today. There's no van on the property at this point. So at this point, it's kind of quiet.
Okay. All right. Planning Commission?
Planning Commission did meet in November. They reviewed the zoning and stormwater management ordinances, which are on your agenda tonight.
Okay. Regional Planning Commission.
Was there
anything? I didn't go to the last meeting.
Okay. All right. Did you notice?
Well, that would have been November. Yeah, now.
November. Nothing to report.
The minutes came out, yeah.
Okay. All right, so nothing to report at this point.
Okay. Parks and Rec?
Okay, we had the Christmas tree lighting on December 3rd. Thank you to the Township staff, Public Works, for their help with that, and also to the fire company for bringing Santa. We've talked about the new playground equipment. We had a board member resign because they moved out of the area, so I guess we need to advertise for a new person. So I guess getting approval from you guys tonight to do that. We're looking for approval.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Start advertising for.
Yep, we'll get it posted.
Yeah. Do you need a motion for that or?
No,
I don't think so.
That's about it for now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Manager update.
Well, we kind of covered a lot of it. At this point, we're just trying to wrap up the end of the year and start transitioning for the new year.
Okay. All right. New business. Resolution 2023-12 Agricultural Security Area Designation.
So this is a follow-up to the hearing that we just had a little bit ago. This is the sort of official approving of the property at 1219 Faust Road containing 19.75 acres. This is the official resolution establishing that it will become part of the agricultural security area. Once you approve this resolution, I think we will record this with the Recorder of Deeds and we'll notify the county that it's been approved.
Okay. Questions or comments? Ron, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to approve and adopt Resolution 2023-12 to approve the inclusion of property at 1219 Faust Road containing 19.75 acres into the Upper Frederick Township Agricultural Security Area. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ordinance 2023-03, Chapter 285, Zoning Amendments.
So this is what we're going to continue to January 10th.
Right. As well as...
as well as the hearing.
Okay. And we have Ordinance 2023-04, Chapter 228, Stormwater Management Amendment.
So this is a amendment that was reviewed by the Planning Commission and recommended for approval by the board. What this amendment will do is, up until this point, and Norm, correct me if I'm misstating anything, up until this point, a property owner could continually add up 999 square feet of impervious surface without having to do any stormwater management. This would essentially change that, and they could keep adding it in separately, so like
in increments,
correct, and never have to do stormwater management, and then the impact on their neighbors accumulates over time. So what this proposal is once it gets adopted, from that point on, as people add impervious surface, once they cross the 1,000 square foot, then they have to provide stormwater management for anything 1,000 square feet or greater from the time of this adoption. So if they decided to do 400 square feet, you know, now, and then 600 square feet in a year or two, they, when they do that 600 square feet, they would have to provide stormwater management for the whole 1,000 square feet of area because it's cumulative. Does that
correct
sound right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
Is this for just...
It's for anything. Yeah.
So
it's
somebody has a driveway at their house and they run a, say, a 20 by 50 driveway?
If it's new.
Yeah. If it's gravel and they want to pave it, that's gravel's considered impervious.
So they're already covered.
Yeah. What this is about is over the years, the township has noticed that people are doing it in exactly what Tracy had indicated, where they'll come in for 950 square feet, and then they finish that project at 950 square feet.
Sure.
And understandably, on the surface, it might seem, well, geez, if I come in with another project, now I've got to do another one. Well, really what it does is it gives you the opportunity, if you've got, you know, a master plan where you think, look, when I can afford it, maybe I can put my garage in now, and then I might be putting in a concrete patio or an area for that's mm-hmm. going to be landscaped or whatever with something that would be an impervious surface. You can over design it, you can document that, and then you do that. It's an overall net type of thing.
Sure.
But the township has noticed from several residents who, once they understand that it's 1,000, they're coming in for 950 square feet, 990 mm-hmm. square feet.
Right.
And the whole minor stormwater permit is for the minor projects in nature that have an impact as a whole. So really, that's what the township's trying to avoid.
Okay.
Understood.
All right.
Question. No problem.
Well, question in the front row.
We'll take public comments on this item. Frank, go ahead.
Frank Darcy. How did you come up with 1,000? Why was that the magic number?
I didn't. They did.
I know. I'm just...
How'd you come up with 1,000, Norm?
It comes from the DEP BMP manual as a recommendation.
As a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It just said, what's 1,000? That's 10 by 10.
No, that's 100.
Or 20 by 50.
So,
40 by 25.
Right. So it'd be like two-car garages.
Right, right. Well, actually, you could likely build a two-car garage, 22 by 22. That's half that right. would trigger it. But if you have a sidewalk that comes to the back of the house, if you extend your driveway. The other thing that would be noted is the township has been pretty understanding, in my opinion, in the past, where if a lot of times the residential lots will have a 10-foot wide driveway, but it could be 200-300 feet long. And what will happen is the next threshold is 5,000 square feet, where it's more of an engineered plan that needs to be submitted. The township is typically taking the position that a minor stormwater permit is meant for a pole barn, it's meant for a garage addition or a single family home that's being built. So although it may trigger over 5,000 square feet, the minor stormwater permit process is a very simplified approach, and the township has allowed an applicant, they may have 6,250 square feet because they have a really long driveway, and has allowed them to use the minor stormwater permit process. I kind of almost call it like in taxes, it's like the 1040EZ form, where it's you this, then this, then this. You get a couple different ways that you can choose to do it. And it's, again, if the township moves forward, it's really meant to stop the abusers of it. And if there are people who want to, you know, put in a barn and they know they're going to be putting in a garage later or extending their driveway, then when you do it initially to save money, you can oversize those things. It would be documented by the township. They come back in and say, hey, don't forget I did this back in 23 and it's now 25. Yep, no problem. It's right here. You could move forward and effectively take that credit. You don't have to do the stormwater controls.
Okay. Other public comments on this item?
I just have a question.
And name? Where do you live?
Jacqueline, sorry.
Where do you live?
Park Gilmanville Road.
Okay.
Is there an exception or a thought process to the number of acreage that you have, or does it not matter how many acres you have with this proposal?
Acreage doesn't come into account because if a property is large enough to be subdivided, and you go and subdivide it, now you have something. For example, you have a 10-acre parcel, and you chop off 2 acres and then sell that for that to be developed, then if you had some type of a sliding scale, and I know what you're referring okay. to, and the home now does not have stormwater controls, but they're still adding to the stormwater runoff issues that the township is experiencing. And again, it would not be retroactive. It would be from the time of adoption moving forward.
Okay. Other comments on this item? Okay. All right. What do you think?
I'm completely fine with it after listening to the engineer and a few comments outside.
Ron, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. All right. Then make a motion to approve ordinance 2023-04, amending section 228-6.B1A to establish that impervious surface and earth disturbance activity shall be cumulatively considered when determining the applicability of stormwater management measures. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ordinance 2023-05, Chapter 210-14, Sewer and Sewage Disposal Amendments.
So this is a code cleanup, essentially. The proposal is to amend the language relating to sewer bills, stating that currently the code says that the bills have to be printed on the first day of the month, which is not always convenient or a business day. So the proposal is to change the language to say that they will be rendered during the first week of the month, and then to clarify payment will be due by midnight on the last day of the month, and then also clarifying the applicability of the $5 penalty for late payments. Some of the language in the code isn't real clear. This is basically how the township does the bills, so we're just making the language consistent with how the township does the bills.
Okay. Questions or comments? Any public comments on this item? Okay, no comments. Ron, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 2023-05, amending Section 210-14 of the Sewer and Sewage Disposal Chapter to establish a sewer bills will be rendered during the first week of the month. Payment will be due by midnight on the last day of the month, and clarifies that applicability of the $5 penalty for late payments. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Ordinance 2023-06, Chapter 272, Water Rates.
So this amendment is similar to the last one that we just talked about with regard to sewer rates. The only difference here is that we are also proposing, the way the code is written, meter readings are currently done quarterly, and at the beginning of the year we're going to switch to monthly. So we're proposing to also change the word quarterly to monthly. And what this will do is it will allow people to know more quickly if they have maybe a running toilet or they have like an excess water usage, maybe from some sort of failed plumbing in their house. Because the way the billing works now, when they pay a bill, it's actually from their usage 3 months ago. So this is a little more true in time, so that, you know, hopefully they can, you know, catch if there's an issue with their water usage.
Okay. Thoughts?
I just have a question regarding, I guess this affects more so Perk Yeoman Crossing?
It's only Perk Yeoman Crossing.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that cause a hardship? I mean, I don't know how many times, because you're president of homeowners, right, Jared? No?
No, I'm no longer on the board.
No longer on the board? Okay. So then, being passed, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is that going to cause a hardship, number one, for somebody to pay every month if they're accustomed to paying every 3 months?
They already do.
We get a bill every month.
Right.
Already. It's just that the water is averaged, and then every 3 months we get the actual reading. So this will be able to give people a better idea of what the true water bill is, instead of having an average for 2 months and then making up the difference the third month.
Okay. Okay. Any public comments on this item? Okay, no comments. All right. Ron, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to approve Ordinance 2023, amending section, I'm sorry, which this is 23, sorry, my motion to approve Ordinance 2023-06, amending Section 273-3 to establish that water readings will be done monthly rather than quarterly, deleting and replacing Section 272-3 6, paragraph A, to state that water bills will be rendered during the first week of the month, and deleting section 272-6, paragraph B, to establish that payment will be due by midnight on the last day of the month, and clarifies the applicability of penalties for late payments. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 2023-13 and promulgation of the emergency operating plan.
Yeah, sorry. Our emergency management coordinator pointed out to me that whenever we have a new supervisor, this is supposed to be readopted by the Board of Supervisors. So we have a emergency operating plan that was prepared in 2015. And so this is to readopt that plan. In speaking with the emergency operations coordinator, in the future, we'll probably want to revisit the plan and possibly update it. But at this point, we just want to make sure it's updated as required.
Okay.
So, you have anything else to add, Jared? No? Okay.
Okay. All right. Questions or comments? No. Ron, questions or comments?
No, I'm good.
Any comments from the public? Then I will make a motion to approve resolution 2023-13 and the promulgation readopting the township's emergency operating plan dated March 2015. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Resolution 2023-14, tax levy resolution.
So the tax rates for 2024 are proposed to be the same as 2023. They have not been increased since 2010. The general purpose tax is to remain at 1.4 mils, and the tax rate for emergency services is to remain at 0.220 mils.
Okay. Questions or comments?
No.
Ron, any questions or comments?
No, good.
Any comments from the public on this item? Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to approve resolution 2023-14, establishing tax rates for 2024 will remain the same as 2023, and the general purpose tax rate will remain at 1.400 mils, and tax rate for emergency services will remain at 0.220 mils. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 2023-15, adoption of emergency services budget.
So the emergency services budget is the distribution of the millage of that you just passed for emergency services. For this item, we broke it out from the rest of the budget because Tom is part of the ambulance company. And so to make sure there's no conflict, he won't be voting on this item. At this point, the budget shows that there would be a total of $44,600 collected under the emergency services tax. And the budget proposes $39,600 of that to go to the fire company and $5,000 to go to the ambulance company, Plymouth Ambulance.
Okay. All right. Any comments on this item? Okay. Thoughts? Oh, wait, you can't vote on this. Ron, any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-15, establishing the emergency services budget at $44,600 with $39,600 estimated for the fire company and $5,000 estimated for ambulance. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
That I abstained.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Resolution 2023-16, adoption of the 2024 budget, all funds other than emergency services.
All right, so as you said, these are all our funds other than emergency services. Our revenues, according to our budget, are estimated to be $3,812,637.06. Our expenditures and other financing uses are estimated to be $4,626,275.66. That does result in expenditures exceeding revenues by $813,638. So the reason for this is that we have $381,000 of basically COVID funds that have to be expended. Well, they don't have to be expended. They have to be committed in 2024. So that is above and beyond our basic budget. Those funds are sitting in an account. They're ready to be used, and they are currently dedicated to a larger meeting room. So once we reorganize at the beginning of the year, the new Board of Supervisors will have to decide if that's what they want to continue using those funds towards or something else. But in order to take advantage of those funds, we do have to have them under contract in 2024. We can spend them until 2026, but we need to start the process pretty quickly. The budget also reflects a pretty large road project. The plan is to finish the remainder of Faust Road. For those of you who use Faust Road, one segment of it was completed in 2023. The plan for 2024 at this point is to finish the remaining segments, which is estimated to be over $500,000 project. We have a significant amount of money in reserve. We estimate we might have to use up to $200,000 of that to help pay for the road project. And then we also have some carryover liquid fuel funds. Those are funds that are only to be used for road improvements. So those are the two big areas that account for why it looks like we have a negative budget. We don't, but it looks that way. And that's why that is. We have to use some of those reserve funds. So if there are any questions or anything else.
Any public comments on this item? Okay. All right. Questions, comments? Ron, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-16, adopting all funds other than the emergency services, establishing total revenues of $3,812,637.06, and total expenditures of $4,626,275.66. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval of Township Manager Contract.
Do you want me to give you a summary? Or
sure.
Want to do the summary? All right. My contract technically ended in late September. We've been going back and forth since June, roughly, to try to come up with agreeable terms. And at this point, I think we have reached agreeable terms. If you want, I can hit some of the highlights. It's up to you guys.
No. Any questions or comments on this item? Public comments? Question or comments?
None.
Ron, any comments?
No.
Okay. All right. Then I will make a motion to approve the Township Manager's Contract. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Staff rate increases for 2024.
So at this point, I'm requesting pay increases for our full-time employees other than myself. For increases up to 5% in 2024. Also asking for an additional 50 cents per hour for our lowest paid public works employee to try to get him closer to an average pay for his title. And then I'm also asking for an additional 5% increase for our public works director to compensate him for his, he has a water distribution certifications that we, the township has been able to take advantage of in Perkiomen Crossing. And it's saved us quite a bit of money. And it's something that he has never been compensated for. And so I would like to propose an additional 5% pay increase for that.
Okay. All right. Questions or comments?
Nope. Familiar with it.
Any public comments on this item? Okay. Ron, any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to approve the 2024 pay increases of up to 5% for all full-time employees except the manager, plus an additional 50 cents per hour pay increase for our lowest paid public works employee and an additional 5% increase for the public works director as compensation for use of his water distribution certifications. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, establish time frame for PECO electric rates for township accounts.
So we have, we were notified by PECO that our current rate, actually we were notified by Constellation, who we get our electric from through PECO. They notified us that it's time to renew our rates. We currently are paying, I think, 8.9 cents per kilowatt, generally speaking, for electricity. Rates that they gave us are actually much lower, amazingly. So the rates that they sent me today, they said they fluctuate quite a bit day to day. So as of today, if we were to go with a 12-month contract with them, the rate per kilowatt would drop to 0.060 cents per kilowatt. We also have the option of doing a 24-month agreement, a 36-month agreement, and a 48-month agreement. The rates increase slightly each year that we add. The numbers are a little different than what you have printed in your books just because they gave me a fresh set of numbers today. Okay. So I guess at this point, my question is, you know, do you want to go with a 12-month contract with them at 0.060, or do you want to do something longer that's a little bit more, but it secures that rate for a longer period of time?
What? When do they need an answer on this?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
They've changed daily.
Do you have the list up? Because I'm looking at one from before.
Yeah, you're right. I emailed it to you guys earlier today. So the 12-month is 0.060.
Hold on 1 second. Please.
Yeah.
0.60?
0.060. So basically 6 cents a kilowatt. And we're currently paying 8.9 cents.
Oh.
Right. So this is a... It's amazing that it has dropped this much. I guess the question is just whether or not we should only commit to it for 12 months or something 24? Longer. I'd have to look at that. I just remembered the high and the low. Let me just pull it up. Hang on. Sorry.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Is there a allotted amount? You know, sometimes you can go up to so much, or is that unlimited?
I believe it's unlimited. Yeah.
Do you know what other townships are doing? 24, 36, 12
months, 48
months?
He said that in his email, he said they're typically doing 24 or 36 months.
Do you remember how the rates have been in years past?
I don't. We've had a contract with them, I think, for 2 years. Two or 3 years, I think, we've been with them at this 0.089 rate.
0.88.
What's that?
It's
Sorry, 0.089. Sorry about eight. That. Too many numbers.
I'm looking here. It says 0.0879, which to me is 0.088.
Okay. Then that's what it is.
Unless there's a change.
No, that if that's what it says in the email, that's what it is. I'm sorry, it's not coming up on my phone very well. I mean, the rates for 24 and 36 months fall between 0.060 and 0.064.
Okay. So, well, we're going to need the rates if we're going to make the motion, correct?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah. Do you have, Tom, do you have the?
Yeah, I have it.
Your rates were, 0.0606. For 24 months, it was 0.0616.
Okay.
36 months was 0.06334. 48 months was 0.06422.
There you go. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. All right. Okay. And the rate currently is
0.0879. I think that's what Tom just said.
0.079.
So basically, I mean, it's
from 9 cents to 6 cents.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a pretty nice reduction because we spend a lot of money on electricity, particularly at the water and sewer plants.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out what's hidden in here.
There's literally, you can go on the PECO website. There are hundreds of other suppliers, and some have penalties for early termination. Some have lower discounts. Some are higher. Some are only solar power. Some are wind power. You know, they range all over the place. My only personal experience is that these are good rates. I don't know if anyone feels any differently.
But no, I don't know. 4 years.
I think the lowest I've ever paid is 7 cents. Mm-hmm. And I think in the last couple of years they had inched up higher. That's why you're paying 9 cents now.
Right.
But you know, 6 is good. You're not going to get it for free. I don't know how much lower you're going to get than 6.
No. Agreed.
Oof.
Use the car charger up front.
Well, I don't know.
It'll help us to make more money faster off of the car charger.
I don't know. So you said 24 to 36 months is the normal?
That's what he says. He says many communities are looking at the 24 or 36 month agreements.
I mean, 6 cents. I think 36 months would be a good number, especially the way...
Everything's getting more expensive.
Chopping on crude oil. And
if rates go up, you'll be very happy. If they go down,
I'll
still be happy compared to what we're paying now. So,
okay. 36.
3 years at
0.06334.
Okay. All right. Let's.
And that went down since the 4th when he sent you this email on the 4th.
Correct.
So, a little over a week later, it's down.
Okay. Ron, what do you think? We're thinking. We're talking about
36 months.
You're thinking 36 months, and you're thinking 36 months at 0.06334. Okay. Public comments on this item.
36 months is a good deal.
Okay.
Looks like a good number.
Okay. All right. Well, then, if there's no other comments, I will make a motion to authorize the manager to enter into a 3-year agreement with Constellation, establishing the rate of 0.06334 dollars per kilowatt. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
3 year, 36.
All right. Old business. There's no old business. Okay. Upcoming meetings. Parks Board meeting is December 19th, 2023, 7 p.m. Planning Commission meeting is December 28th, 2023, 7 p.m. Board of Supervisors reorganization meeting is January 2nd at 7 p.m. Announcements, December office closures. The December Township offices will be closed December 22nd and 25th. And anything else?
No.
Just a question. Going back with the agricultural ordinance or so, it seems like, I guess what I'm saying, it seems like you kind of have an open slate, but when you come to the stormwater thing, will they have to follow that same guidelines, or because they're agriculture, are they exempt from that?
They're not exempt.
Well, just because they, you know, they can, in here you're saying that they can, you know, they have more open leniency
with regard to.
I think it deals more with like complaints, noxious odors, things like that. I think the protections are more along those lines. I don't know it that closely, but I believe it's more along
noise, like cows move,
smells, noise, hours of operation.
Yeah, it's official recognition that it's a farm, and farms smell, farms make noise, farms do stuff. So.
I think it also protects against condemnation. So if municipalities want to condemn property, I think there's more protections there as well.
Okay.
I did have a question on the stormwater. What's the cost of that, Norm? So like if we have a 30 by 30, that's only 900 square feet. You don't have to worry about it for an agricultural building. You want to put up a 30 by 34 two-car garage, now you're over the 1024.
Okay.
What does the stormwater management, what's that generally cost?
Well, there's a couple of different ways somebody could do that. You could go underground for a pit if you don't want to see it. That's generally more costly because you're buying stone, that kind of thing. But it can be relatively inexpensive if you go above ground with a basin, mm-hmm. because often what's triggering it is some type of construction. So you're already going to have the equipment on site. And if you position it correctly, you can, you know, have it downhill. You might not even need to pipe to it. It could flow that way naturally, right. And you could do some excavation, kind of create like an eyebrow to, you know, make sure that flow gets there. So it's very difficult to answer that question because every single property is going to be different.
Right. I just hate to put in a $10,000, you know, 30 by 34, and it costs $10,000 take care of
right.
Stormwater.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're
okay.
talking
about these serious
areas. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, then I will make a motion to adjourn our meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.